Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
We carry our own weather. Have you noticed how some people carry their own weather with them? Sadly, some seem to live life under a perpetual cloud of misery and moaning. What makes matters worse is when such people want to bag, bundle, and bring all that darkness into the workplace. I can only think of a workplace woe that's even sadder, and that's when that person is given explicit formal authority to supervise the work of others. It's not so much supervision that gives the orders for the day, but rather their subordinates receive no vision. My observation of the working miserable is they're reactive rather than proactive. The reason they usually lack vision is they can't see into the future, as they're all bent out of shape with the toil and trouble of today, and haven't come to peace that yesterday has passed. I remember working for a senior leader in one job when we first moved to this great and glorious country. I don't think I ever saw him smile, not once. I remember driving home looking at the blue skies and the palm trees swaying in the early evening sunshine, wondering what makes someone so miserable when he has so much to be grateful for. Recently, I heard an employee bemoaning the time change as he claimed it takes him at least a week or two to struggle through the confusion of his world being upside down by one whole hour. Are you kidding me? In our home, we turned the clocks forward and called it a night 1 hour earlier and sprung forth the following day. What's to moan about? I'm no psychologist, but I think I've come to agree with the proverb that claims that as we think, we are. So if we think negative, we tend to speak negative. If we look for problems in this life, we're sure to find them. When we huff and puff and complain about the minors, they become majors. Rather callously, but I must say rather honestly, I heard someone once say, "Don't keep complaining about your woes. 90% of people don't really care, and the other 10% are quite pleased you feel as bad as they do about life." I'm not sure I agree wholeheartedly with that sentiment, as my belief system is there is a time to weep and to genuinely console others. But surely our default operating mode ought to be joy. I love living and working in the United States, but I think most Americans don't realise what a wonderful country this is. Our workplaces are built upon the foundations of a rule of law, justice for all, and that if you work hard and do the right thing, you are more or less guaranteed you will have a good working life. I've worked in other parts of the world where these first principles are not in the employee handbook, where class and caste systems keep the lowly in their wrongful place, and where if people fall sick on the job, they're simply cast out and replaced with no compassion for unfit labour. They always say a measure of a great country is when more people want to get in than want to get out, and I say that's also true of a great place to work. See, wonderful workplaces aren't concerned with attracting and retaining talent because their culture serves as a magnetic glue. Culture is people. And great organisations recruit, promote and reward what they want, positive people and leaders of high character and competence. They focus on the good. They have no time for negative naysayers who make little to no contribution. One of the wonderful aspects of our humanity is that our future doesn't have to be our past, as we can choose to change in the present. I'm excited about what this country has done and can do. I'm excited about what the workplaces of this nation has created and can create. I'm excited about working with people who choose to carry their own weather with them. Yes, there'll always be rainy and stormy days, but come on, we're in Southern California. It'll soon blow over. Let's get to work.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.